Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. There's a donor conference going on right now in Copenhagen, Denmark. It's geared towards securing more long-term support for Ukraine in the fight against Russia. VOA's Diane Roberts has more.
Ukraine's defense minister said Thursday his country's priority was getting fighter planes as he sought greater military supplies from Western nations.
I hope we will have new results to support Ukraine in our resistance, because we will fight in the air, in the land, in the sea, and we will win.
The Danish defense minister said the conference hopes for a lot stronger support for Ukraine against Russian invaders.
We are pretty optimistic that this conference here in Copenhagen will set the next step towards donations when it comes to weapons donations, training activities, and also demining activities.
Before the day-long event opened, Denmark announced it would send 130 Danish soldiers to the UK to help train Ukrainian soldiers. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
As Russia struggles to boost its troop numbers in Ukraine, the military is engaged in a covert recruitment effort. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has that report.
The prisoners at a penal colony in St. Petersburg were expecting a visit by officials. Instead, men in uniform arrived and offered them an amnesty if they agreed to fight alongside the Russian army in Ukraine. As Russia continues to suffer losses in its invasion, now nearing its sixth month, the Kremlin has refused to announce a full-blown mobilization, a move that could be very unpopular for President Vladimir Putin. Instead, there's been a covert recruitment effort that includes using prisoners to make up the manpower shortage. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
You can keep up on that story and all the stories we're covering at our